was a garden, there was a man. He was so lonely, but God had a plan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to Panji Denny Gaoswini, and it's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那今天呢，我们要说说啊，你怎么正确的表达我是中国人？
Okay, so how do you say that you are a 中国人？
对，啊，但是当然我们要用英语来表达我是中国人。
Oh, I didn't want to give it away, Jenny. If I just said it now, then we would have nothing to talk about.
啊，对，因为这听起来好像是一个再简单不过的句式，一个话题。但我留意了以后，发现生活中还是有挺多朋友可能会说成 I'm a Chinese. 是哪里人，对吧？ I'm a Chinese.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to say I'm a Chinese.
那这句句子错在哪儿呢？我们要如何正确的表达呢？今天我们的节目就会告诉大家。那我们今天的配套文字版的推送里面会把正确的这个语法结构告诉你啊，希望这样呢你可以举一反三，以后在用到同类的句式的时候也能正确的表达。大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来拿到今天的推送啊。那这里要顺便谢谢大家，因为我们前段时间就是庆祝一个小小的里程碑，我们公众号的关注人数快要到100万了，然后有
100万呢、
还没有到，现在还有点小距离、但是谢谢真的我们热心听众读者非常真心的对我们的祝福，以及在朋友圈里面分享他们跟开言英语的故事，我们看了以后真的非常非常的感动啊、
超级感动吧。
对，所以最好的回馈呢还是继续好好的做内容给大家。那我们先来讲讲吧，I'm a Chinese, 我是中国人。What's wrong with that sentence?
I think it's the
对，错就错在那个对不对？
Yeah, you don't want to say I'm a Chinese, I'm a Chinese. No, you want to say I'm Chinese.
所以正确的说法就是 I'm Chinese.
That's right, I'm Chinese.
对，因为这里很重要的一点，大家记住这个 Chinese, 它是一个形容词。
所以啊，如果你说 Chinese, 你只是来形容你自己，对吧？ So you don't need to say a Chinese.
它不是一个名词、
exactly.
所以你不需要用一个单数 singular, 或者把复数什么的啊、
No, you just say I'm Chinese and then you know, you describe yourself, right?
对，就是形容你的身份，你的 identity 的时候，这个其实英语和中文在这儿稍微有点不对应，是吧？因为中文里面我是中国人、这个是名词嘛。
Yeah, right, yeah.
However, in English, remember, I am Chinese or I'm Chinese, 这个 Chinese 前面不要加啊、因为它这里是一个形容词啊。好，那我自己觉得呢，学正确的语法其实不要太去纠结去背诵那个语法的规律规则，最多还是要通过例子 so use examples, 然后举一反三。那刚刚我们一直是用中国人的例子嘛，我们现在来看一些不同的国家不同身份的人好不好、
Okay, so let's start with myself, how about that? I'm American.
你是美国人、I'm American.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say I'm a American. I definitely wouldn't say I'm a American. And if I said I'm an American, it sounds kind of weird.
对，那或者比如加拿大人呢，像 Adam 他是加拿大人。
Yeah, you just say he's Canadian.
He's Canadian. Or 比如 she's German, she's Russian, she's Japanese, she's Korean, 这样啊。所以所有的就是说到哪国人的时候我们前面就不要加这样的。
That's right.
那我们前面举的这些例子都是一些就单数啊 he, she, I, you。但如果说到一群人呢，比如 they 这一群人，他们是美国人。这时候你是说 they are Americans or they are American?
I would just say they're American.
对 ，again， 因为这里我们 American 是形容词，不是名词，对吧
？That's right.
所以即使你是说 more than one person， 是说 a group of people，那你照样呢也是就是 they are American 就行了。They're Canadian,they're German, they're Korean，这样。
没错。
好。那这我们学会，我们再来举一些例子，比如说，他的太太是中国人。
Yes, you can say like his wife is Chinese,
Chinese、
right.
就 不是 his wife is a Chinese.
No.
对吧
Yeah.
那比如我老板是美国人呢
Yeah, my boss is American.
或者我的老师是加拿大人。
My teacher is Canadian.
好的。那我想这些例子已经很清楚地教了大家怎么来正确地使用怎么来形容是哪里哪里人的这个结构。但是呢大家要注意在另外一种情况底下你这个 Chinese 前面是要加一个 other。然后这种情况就是。
Well, like, for example, if you're saying more than your Chinese, so,for example, if you're saying, if you're like a Chinese man,right? So you wouldn't say he's Chinese man. You could say he's Chinese,But if you want to say that 他是个男人
中国的男生
Right, exactly. If you want to say that he's a male, he's a guy, you know, you'd say he's a Chinese man.
Or she's a Chinese woman.
Exactly.
对因为这里呢再跟大家也分析一下语法这里我们最后这个 man 或者 woman 它是一个名词对吧所以你那个名词前面要 a man, a woman、
yeah.
当中加一个 Chinese 就是形容它的国籍所以跟前面那个词性它就不一样了
Right, so because you're using a noun you need to kind of like even though you still have the 形容词 the adjective there you need to kind of introduce the noun with a
对是的是的我们再举个例子比如他在跟一个中国女孩谈恋爱。
So he's dating a Chinese girl. Or a Chinese woman.
是都可以啊。但这里呢有一点大家要特别注意的前面我们说 he's a Chinese man, 对吧 a Chinese man.英语里面有一个比较相近的一个说法但是这是对我们华人很歧视的一种说法。
Chinaman.
Chinaman.
千万不要说 Chinaman.
Chinaman, 所以是 M-E-N 那个 plural 复数的
Well, actually, it's actually China, it's M-A-N.
Oh, Chinaman, yeah, 但是口语里面。
对 he's a Chinaman.
Chinaman.
Chinaman,yeah, you don't really say Chinaman, it sounds weird. 反正对 是 M-A-N, but it sounds like M-E-N, and you don't really want to say he's a Chinaman.
因为这个就是几十年以前确实有人是这么说的但是 it's a racial discrimination 是吧种族歧视
yeah, 反正 这不是 PC 了
就是现在就是在美国已经被列为你说就不政治正确不应该说的这种话
就是 like I don't know it just sounds likeIt sounds like something from like 150 years ago with like some old racist guy. Oh, look at the Chinaman. Da, da, da. You know, I don't know. It just sounds really bad.
你说就 sounds very racist, 就很种族歧视。
Yes, likewise, you wouldn't want to call somebody from France a Frenchman.
A Frenchman, 就反正什么什么国家一个什么 Japanman, 这种都是特别 racist, 对吧很种族歧视的。
Exactly.
How good to know. 那如果遇到别人问你国籍或者我觉得很多时候就填表嘛 when you're filling out a form.
Yes, like what's your nationality?
对你的国籍是什么、Nationality 填表的时候我应该填 China 还是 Chinese?
Well, you'd say I'm Chinese, I guess.
Chinese, 对。所以填表的时候 nationality 你填的话千万不要填 China 国家而是要填 Chinese, 中国的国籍对吧
I mean, if you wrote China, they probably, 应该不是 you know, they probably won't deny you, but it just, it's not right.
是的是的当然写 China, 人家也懂是什么意思但是对就是正确的应该要写 Chinese, 这样对应。好那我们前面说了很多这种 statements, 陈述句以后我们最后来看看问句好了 so questions, 比如如果我第一次见到你我想问 Spencer, 你是哪国人啊你是美国人吗
Yeah.
Should I ask, Spencer, are you American? Or Spencer, are you an American?
Well, both, like, if you're talking about, like, grammar, neither one is wrong, really, but you would say, are you American? If you say, are you an American, it just, I don't know, it just sounds kind of weird. It's almost like asking if I'm a Chinaman.
Oh, 对,这个其实英语里面就是我们可能到一些 gray area, 模糊地带, are you an American? Is he an American?
Yeah.
在语法上说, 不是完完全全的错，但是Spencer 说这个听起来给人的感觉好像就你把那个重点完全放在他的 identity 他的身份上面、你是美国佬吗就有点那个感觉、是吗
Yes, kind of like if you say are you an American it almost sounds like you don't like Americans and、you hope that I'm not American or something I don't know, it just sounds weird You should just say are you American、
Okay、对就所以跟我们前面说的也对应了介绍的时候 I'm Chinese Are you Chinese?、不要 I'm a Chinese Are you a Chinese?、是记住 drop 的啊就可以了、对吧
Yeah, exactly、
好 So is your wife Chinese? You know,、is your husband Canadian?、就前面都不要加啊就 OK 了、好的那前两天我还看到那个有用户问我们说Adam 是不是加拿大人、所以 the correct way of asking that 正确的问法是
Is he Canadian?
Is Adam Canadian?
Right,
不是
is Adam Canadian? Yeah.
yeah, 不是 is Adam a Canadian?
No.
好的那我们今天最后呢、I think we can quickly go over 就是说到自己如果我是哪个城市啊或者哪个省份的人
OK
这个呢最通用的 most general usage 觉得就是 I'm from
所以 like 我来自什么什么地方呢
对因为我们之前我和 Adam 录过一集节目就怎么说比如我是上海人我是北京人、因为英语里面确实像上海人可以叫 Shanghainese、right? 我是广东人 Cantonese、然后北京那个儿化音 Beijinger
Oh yeah, Beijinger But to like avoid confusion、basically doesn't work with all the cities So it's probably easiest to just say I'm from, you know, 什么什么地方
没错因为不是所有的城市后面都可以加 ER 或者 ESE 对吧、所以呢就像 Spencer 说的就是最通用最安全的还是 I'm from 那个城市或者那个省份啊、我们也会把那一集节目的链接放在我们今天的微信推送里面有兴趣的朋友你没有听过那集节目的可以去查看一下、好Well, I'm Chinese
Yes, you are
You're American
Yes, I am
Two great nations in the world、
Yeah, depends on how you look at it
但是不是中美关系是 the most important bilateral relation in the world
I'll agree with that one
我们两国的关系是世界上最重要的双边关系是吧
是啊
好的那今天教了大家一个看似简单但是非常重要的英语表达方式啊希望呢能够帮你纠正一些平时的错误或者心里的疑问我们也会继续给大家带来这样实用精彩的好内容那如果你有其他想学习想听到的内容都欢迎在我们的微信留言底下来告诉我们我和 Spencer 会非常乐意继续给大家做节目的
That's right If you really want to step up your English game and speak that 非常地道的英语 You can become a paid subscriber to 开言英语
对因为我们除了节目以外还有一个完全独立完整的课程库而且我们每天都会更新就会带给我们的会员全英语的课程但是同样用我们这种非常轻松实用地道的模式啊也欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号前来免费试用一下然后呢也可以在公众号升级好的谢谢大家的收听 We'll see you next time 再见
Bye bye He fell asleep I never could dream He wake up to the most beautiful